Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Aleph. And we know you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. We know you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. The halachas of what you can do on Yom Tov are very complicated. There's a whole Masech the Zbeya and many, many Simona Mishulchan Aruch. But generally speaking, you're allowed to cook. Why? Because it's Tzarech Lechol Nefesh. What about making a pot? Can I make a pot? It's also for the purpose of cooking on Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer holds, that's not the halacha, but Rabbi Eliezer holds, yes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even Machshirei Lechol Nefesh, the preliminary pot that could have been done before Yom Tov, can be made on Yom Tov if you need it for food. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Now, first of all, let me explain to you. In those days, they had barrels of wine, let's say. And over the barrel, they would take like a strainer, and they would suspend it or hang it over, cover the entire top, and then tuck it in from the sides. Now, this may be interesting to you, but the problem with that is, guess what? Which malacha could that be? The answer is making a temporary tent, because you're making like a cover to this barrel. Let's see our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can hang the strainer over the container on Yom Tov. It's not a problem. Toilin, you can hang a sama shemeres, this strainer be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. It's for the purpose of Yom Tov. You should have clear, crystal wine to drink. Lekavet Yom Tov, for Simchas Yom Tov. Now, you can't do it on Shabbos. There's no din of being able to be over a malach, even a malach d'rabbanan, for the purpose of food on Shabbos. What you could do on Shabbos is v'noisnin, Latluya b'Shabbos. You can pour the wine through a strainer that was already suspended, that was already hung or tucked around the cover b'Shabbos from before Shabbos. You can pour it through on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means. So words accurately, v'noisna, we may pour it through. You can put the wine through latluya into a strainer that has already been suspended from before Shabbos b'Shabbos on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Chachamim disagree over here on two counts. First of all, the Chachamim say you can't make an oil aroi on Yom Tov. This isn't direct oichel nefesh. This is machshirei oichel nefesh. Just like you can't make a pot. This has to be done before Yom Tov. So they say, first of all, ein toilin. You cannot hang as hamishamer as this strainer be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. You're making an oil aroi. Furthermore, even if it was put on from before, let's say Erev Shabbos, you're telling me on Shabbos you can pour the wine through? But that's sifting, that's bayrer. You can't do that on Shabbos. There's no problem of oil because it was made from before, but you can't pour it through the strainer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds this is not derech bayir, it's not a problem. But the Chachamim say, nope, can't pour it through on Shabbos. Is there anything you can do according to the Chachamim? Yes. If the strainer was put on before Yom Tov, you can pour the wine through on Yom Tov. Avol noisnin, you may pour it through, letluya, a suspended strainer that was put on before Yom Tov, be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. See here, even the Chachamim say, I'm using the wine today. So I'm preparing the wine, I'm straining the wine. This isn't machshirei oichel nefesh. This isn't a step before like making a pot. This is like cooking. This is the preparation of the food. Therefore, it's mutter. But again, to connect the strainer, that's like making the pot. That's machshirei oichel nefesh. And that can't be done. So again, quickly chazering over, Rabbi Eliezer says you can hang the strainer on Yom Tov and you can pour the wine through even on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says machshirei oichel nefesh, anything that's done for food, even if it could have been done before Yom Tov, is okay. And as far as pouring it through on Shabbos, if it was done before Shabbos, although Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't hang it on Shabbos, but you can pour the wine through, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is not considered bayir. The Chachamim disagree. They say, first of all, just like you can't make a pot, you can't hang the strainer on Yom Tov. And on Shabbos, you can't pour it through, even if it was put on from before, because it's derech bayir. What can you do according to the Chachamim? If it was put on before Yom Tov, you can strain the wine on Yom Tov.